Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. Why portable, powerful leadership guidance works. No one has time for a long meeting, and in the time of year when performance appraisals are happening and strategic sessions for the new year occur, there's a case to be made for the quick and easy, or portable and powerful, route to leadership guidance. Here are three key reasons why it works and why you might want to reconsider how you coach, counsel, guide, develop, and direct those you lead. We've all gone mobile. What you think is their favorite Pandora station being piped into the headset on the crowded gym treadmills could actually be a podcast, an audiobook on business, or even a conference call. The world has gone mobile, and with nearly every American in possession of a phone or electronic device that talks to them, leadership guidance is no exception to what needs to be transmitted over those airwaves. How can you make your message to the team one they can take with them? Maybe you record your words of wisdom and send them a weekly audio file. Maybe you give them guidance on a recorded conference bridge and encourage them to listen to it again and again. Secondly, we've all developed a short attention span. With meaningful messages in as short as a Super Bowl ad and Twitter as a widely used medium, we have grown very accustomed to needing to get it in under 30 seconds or 140 characters or less. As well, my editors have always reminded me to take the time to be succinct. Now that means that it takes more time to be quick and short with your information than it does to just ramble on and on. That means that while you may want to pontificate for days on how someone could do better, the reality is they really want you and need you to get to the point. Nicely, of course. How can you chunk your message into a tweetable size? How can you make it memorable? Do you have an acronym that covers all your leadership expectations? Now that's an idea. Mine has always been EFH, or short for E.F. Hutton, if you remember that blast from the past, but more on that another time. We're accustomed to drive-bys. The third reason that portable, powerful leadership guidance works. So being accustomed to drive-bys just doesn't sound right. But think about it. Combined with the ever-increasing speed of information and the reduction of long meetings for meeting's sake, we've all gotten used to information being shot at us out of a verbal cannon at a rapid rate of speed. We're then expected to take it in, process quickly, and move immediately toward action. How can you implement this concept of drive-by leadership or drive-by coaching? Mind you, you want to leave your recipient still standing, but with a meaningful message. Maybe there's a Monday morning quick huddle that could do the trick. You could share your message or word of the week or weekly goal or motivation once, and then everyone is on the same page to be moving forward for the rest of the week. Just make sure your drive-by has a more positive spin than the connotation of that word. Take the time this week to enjoy some portable, powerful leadership guidance of your own with these new ideas, or maybe even downloading the Monday Moments by Monica podcast on iTunes if you haven't already. See, even we've gone mobile. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great Monday, an even better week, and of course, stay contagious.